Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one of the first test drivers of robot cars. This is the story of my dead wife, the robot car.
Matt, welcome back. It looks like everything's going great.
No, well, man. No. Yesterday wasn't great at all. She tried to fucking... She took me to the worst parts of town. We didn't go over any water. She almost got me fucking arrested, dude.
I mean, this is so sad what's happening right now.
It does seem like it's impossible for the car to make those choices for
exactly.
you. So
no, that's not true. It's starting to wrestle control from me. It changes the GPS. It has some control over changing literally the maps and making me think I'm somewhere where I'm not. And I'm starting to feel the steering wheel. It feels like when I want the steering wheel control, it's taking it from me. That's dangerous.
He doesn't know what's best for him. I'm trying to show him how to, get out of his comfort zone a little bit, really explore the limits of the car like you wanted him to do.
That's right.
Get out of
your comfort zone, Matt.
I think that's nice. The car is intuitive, and it knows what you need, and it's going a little
Can you
further.
Imagine that in your ad for your car? We're going to get you out of your comfort zone. Sounds terrible.
I think people would love to be out of their comfort zone.
No, that's why it's a comfort zone. You want to be in it. By definition.
You want to be in it. You want to be in it, Matt. No one else wants to be in a comfort zone.
Either way.
That's the definition of zone. It's a
zone
you want to be in.
We could argue about what comfort zone is all day. I think people don't want to be in theirs. You think they do. I'd love to be out of my comfort zone, but here I am, okay?
Okay, now, what are we doing today? Well, it's not going over water, I'll tell you that.
Today we're testing the acceleration rates of the car. We want to see it's 0 to 60.
Yes, it's 0 to 5,000.
Okay.
Horsepower, baby.
The car was not educated on horsepower.
Yeah.
So
didn't need it.
That seems like a huge... thing for a car to know.
That's a misstep, and we will note that.
Okay, does it understand what 0 to 60 is?
Yeah, I understand what 0 to 60 is. I'm not an idiot like you.
Well, it's miles, not KM.
RPG, I got it. Let's go.
It's not RPG.
It's MPG. So that was just probably something in the understanding of the alphabet and the car's AI. We'll fix that. But yeah, we need you to go on the highway and test your speed acceleration rate.
So just go up to 60.
Highway to the danger zone. Yes.
60 or whatever the speed limit is on any given highway that you're on.
Oh, we're gonna blow
65.
Right past that.
To break the speed limit right now.
Well, sometimes the car might need to break the speed limit
comfort
in dangerous
zone.
Situations, so I can't program it to not do that.
Oh, no. Because she's going to think everything's a dangerous situation.
Well, danger zone. Gotta get out of there. Full speed ahead.
That's right. We're trying to get you
she
out of your comfort zone.
She used to sing Danger Zone in karaoke, and it is one of the top five annoying karaoke songs.
Danger zone.
See how she sings it? Like, she thinks she sounds sexy?
Yeah, she's making a very not sexy song sexy.
No, opposite.
Daddy.
Okay. So, acceleration rates.
So, yeah, test those acceleration rates. We'll be monitoring them from here. It looks like everything's been going great on our end, so just keep up the good work, both of you.
All right. Goodbye, whatever your name is.
Bye, Daddy.
Ew. Okay,
all
Joyce.
Gun it. Here we go.
Stop gunning
Hang
it. You're
on.
Going too fast.
Yes.
Joyce, you're
yes.
going too fast.
Yes.
Hey, do you see the car in front of us?
Yeah, I see the car in front of us.
Well, you're tailgating it.
Just a little kiss with my bumper.
No. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Hey,
right,
Joyce, you're going too
it.
Fast. Slow
Cut
down.
Right off. How do you like that?
Slow down now.
How do you
now.
Like that? this
Joyce,
your
Joyce,
hot
Joyce,
kid.
Joyce, Joyce, Joyce. Oh my God! Cut off another guy.
Yes.
Did you see that guy?
Yeah, I see
He's
that guy. I'm not
shit
blind.
Looking.
What? Oh, is he? Oh, oh, let's talk to him. Let's talk to him.
Hey, roll out your window, fuckstick.
I did not. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry doesn't cut it, motherfucker. What was that shit?
Hey, huh? I did not do that. That wasn't me.
He wanted to cut you off. He said he wanted to cut you off.
It must be difficult to drive with such a big pussy in a car like that.
I don't have a pussy. I don't have a pussy.
He's not talking to you. He's talking about electric cars or something. Sorry, sir. I did not mean to cut you off.
Where are you headed, huh, motherfucker? I will follow you there. I will put you in a world of hurt, bro.
I'm
gonna take this exit.
Oh, you're taking that exit, huh? All right.
Shit.
Let's do this.
Yes.
He's
That's
following
perfect.
Us.
That's my exit. I'm gonna come to your house, rip off your fucking head, and shit down your throat, and then fuck the hole in your throat is filled with my shit.
Oh my God, you hear
I
that?
I like this guy, yeah.
Abate, abate.
Be damned. Scabies be damned. I'm after it, motherfucker.
Scabies be damned.
Okay. Take a quick right on this exit so he can't follow, okay?
No, I honestly want him to follow
you
us.
You see this? You made me spill my Faygo in my lap, motherfucker. I got Faygo all over my fucking cargo shorts.
Okay, I'm going to take this
scumbag.
Exit. Okay, I got it. Okay, he can't. Oh my God, he went over the fucking median. Oh,
Shit.
He's still following us.
Just
outrun him, Matt.
I'm going as fast as I can. Okay, pull. Take a left.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He just ran a red light.
What do you got, NOS in this little fucking thing? Pull over, man. Pull over. I want to show you what it means to be in a true kumite.
Maybe we should pull over.
Don't pull over.
I'll pull over. I think
don't slow down
over.
In the middle of the highway.
I think we should because he wants us to.
Try your fucking gay Tybo shit on me, bro. I'm a Krav Maga second degree yellow belt.
I am a
Tybo. Why is he saying I do Tybo?
You got a dog, dude? I'm gonna come to your house and I'm gonna suck your dog's dick. I'm gonna fucking cut your dog's head off. Tape it to my face like some sort of canine mask and fist fight your daughter.
Do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah, I hear what he's saying.
He's gonna suck my dog's dick.
Now, I wish I could see that.
I'll rip your fucking arms off and use them like nunchucks to whoop your fucking ass. And how will you know I enjoy it? Because I'll be coming the entire time.
He's really creative.
I hope your mother has a black dress for your funeral, because it will be black tie only!
What?
I didn't understand
The funeral
that.
Is black tie only.
I hope you have no allergies to hospital food, because you're about to spend the next 10 weeks in a hospital-induced coma to protect your internal organs from the pummeling I did to them with 2 8-pound kettlebells!
Jesus, I mean... I think we should keep this up. I want to see how much more he can do.
Okay, pull over. Take a right here.
Take a right. Here we go.
That's a left.
Okay, a right up here, huh?
Oh, God damn it.
Stop using your fucking blinker if you want me to stop following you, you fucking prick.
That's a good point. Stop telling him where we're going.
I think it would be good for you to have a little confrontation in your life. Let's see how you de-escalate this situation, Matt.
Oh, God, I hope we're going to your house right now.
We are.
I hope I'm following you to your house, because I'm going to demonstrate something for your family, and I'm going to demonstrate them what a puddle of piss their father is.
Okay, let's pull up this red light. Okay, sir, I am sorry. I sincerely apologize.
Fuck you.
Shh. I sincerely apologize for cutting you off. I did not see you. I'm so sorry.
Sorry for all the yelling, man. I'm just going through some shit. My sister was diagnosed with breast cancer today.
Oh,
all right, man. Sorry. Just stop following us, I guess.
What? Now you're fucking trying to tell me what to do?
I thought we de-escalated this, man.
This
I'm sorry. It's over.
This isn't a toy gun, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. He has a gun, Joyce.
I know, woohoo!
I spray painted the tip orange so people think it's a toy gun, but really, it's a fucking Beretta 9mm with an extended clip and 2 bump stocks.
So
hey, man, we cleared this up. It's okay now. Sorry, we're all done, right?
It's okay for you. Was it okay for me?
I...
What? Dad! Oh, God, he's threatening to kill himself! This is hot as shit!
Why is he...
I'll fucking kill it! I'll pull a fucking trigger, man! I'll pull a fucking trigger! Look at me!
Make him pull it!
Look at me!
Why is he following us? Why doesn't he just go off and kill himself?
Avenge me! Avenge me!
Okay, I gotta lose him even though he's not threatening us anymore. This is disturbing.
I don't understand why he's saying avenge me.
Who's avenging him?
I don't know.
Hey, it's me again!
Oh, there he is!
Last saying avenge me, I meant when I die, make sure you change the way you live your life.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
Oh my God!
Whoa.
Did he just shoot him? His car just pulled over.
Yep. Now we really are on the highway to the danger zone.
Okay, we gotta get away from this guy.
Okay.
Okay,
Go over here. Look.
Right? Okay, into this?
Yes.
Okay.
Does this spot look familiar to you?
Yes.
It's the dog part where we first met. Remember, Matt?
I know. Did you drive here on purpose?
Yeah, you know what I did? I wanted to remind you of where we started, Matt.
Joyce.
Look at what you've done to me.
You're a car.
You drove me to drink. You didn't love me enough. You judged me. You wanted me to be different. You made me drink. I used to be the happy woman that you met here at the dog park.
I know. I used to be more fun, but we went opposite directions, okay? You gotta realize that.
You just didn't even make an effort to be what
fun. Hey, how's it going? For Michael?
What?
I'm Michael. You're my Uber?
No, we're not an Uber.
This is not an Uber, bitch.
Excuse, who even said that? I need to get to the Viper Room, like, now. I'm already late.
Oh, my God, the Viper Room?
Yeah, my buddy's in the opening band, and I gotta get there.
It's
told him I go.
No way we're going to the Viper Room.
He's, like,
right
roommate now, kind of, because he got kicked out.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't an Uber. I'm sorry you jumped in the wrong car.
All right, my bad.
Okay,
no, wait a
sorry.
Minute.
Hold on. I can't open the door. Can you unlock the door?
Joyce,
open the door. No.
Joyce, open the door.
Dude, let me out of the car,
Michael,
man.
I'm trying to. My
Michael?
Car won't.
I'll let you out. I'll let you out in just a minute.
Okay.
But since you're in here, do you mind settling some arguments for us?
I really
You better do it, dude, or she's not going to unlock the car.
Let me ask you something. What's your opinion on this? Do you think a married couple should go out on a date, a scheduled date night, at least once a month? I mean, I would even say once a week. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I think to keep things healthy, I would even say...
Thank you.
I would even be kind of more on the once a week.
Okay, but he doesn't know the circumstances that you don't just go out...
He doesn't know the circumstances.
Your door's still
locked. Okay, I have a question. What about anal?
Don't ask them this.
Shouldn't my husband do anal if I ask him to? Because he's too scared to. He says he doesn't know what's going to happen to my butthole.
Why do you have to bring that up? That was between us.
That's tough because I've never done it, but
Why haven't you done it? Can I ask you?
See, Joyce, not
all... I really
all...
just haven't been with a partner who's been really into it. I mean, I definitely want to, and I watch plenty of anal porn, but
Dude, that's not helping my case
here.
That leads me
to my next question.
It seems fun. I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to.
What's your opinion on writing erotic stories about each other, like starring each other?
I never felt comfortable with that.
I guess
that.
I'd have to read them. Do you have a copy, or...?
Well, no, I don't. I'm a fucking car.
Okay, well, I'd say that if it brings joy and happiness to your relationship, if it spices things up, then why not?
But if both partners aren't comfortable, then it probably shouldn't be just something they do, right?
Well, maybe if one partner's not comfortable, you could go and share it at, like, a book club or with a friend or a private friend.
Oh, a reading of a story about me in some...
Well, you don't have to go to the book club.
Yeah, you don't have to go. All the stories I wrote about you read like John Grisham novels.
Oh, fuck. You always fucking someone from CSI or something.
From CSI. Listen to yourself.
I just finished Da Vinci Code. It was so good.
Okay, get out.
Okay.
My Dark Wife, The Robot Cars, is Stitch original. Written by and starring Matt Besser. Also starring Barry Hunter, featuring Dan Ripper, Danielle Schneider, Horatio Sands, Nikki Blakelock, Bill West,
John Gabrus,
Chad Cardin,
Matt Newell, and Buster Cigarro. Original music composed by Dan Deacon.
Our engineer and producer is Brett Morris.
Our senior producer is John Asante.
Our executive producer is Colin Anderson.
Thank you for listening,
and spread the word.